this has not been, it's finished, but it's
officially live now on YouTube, and the film will be live on a few different streaming services, literally within about 90 days.
We're going to keep tabs on that.
So like Abracadabra Media Streaming, and we're looking at Troma Now app. Lloyd Kaufman has always kind of supported all my independent stuff. And
shout out to him.
He supports all independent filmmakers. He's an amazing guy. He created The Toxic Avenger himself and all those big sort of hits throughout the 80s. And yeah, so it was great meeting him. I actually met him in person too. And I met Joe Dante also in person too. He's the guy who directed Gremlins, The Howling, you know, Piranha. So this guy went from like working with Joe Dante, went from like being on his own to working with David or Roger Corman, and then from Roger Corman going to Spielberg for like, you know, Gremlins. So he's had a pretty amazing career, and you know, he was really mellow, laid back, down to earth. You know, a guy I could sit with and like have a coffee and chat, and we basically did that at Calgary HorrorCon together.
That is awesome. That's the way it's got to be. Anyways,
I'll let David have a little chat.
Hi, I'm David again.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you. So yeah, filming with this is not my first time filming with Elliot for this film, and it has been quite an experience. I think the biggest challenge during filming this was actually learning to speak Mandarin.
So you got to learn a full-on language to work with this gentleman right here.
Not per se full on, but more like on the spot. Like they're translating for me what it's supposed to, how it pronounced it in Mandarin. Because I don't speak Mandarin at all, yet I'm the translator for the film, which is the funny part.
That is a talent, man.
Yeah, his language is Cantonese. So Cantonese and Mandarin are two different Chinese languages.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
That is really cool. Okay, and I have a question for Anne, right?
Anya?
Yeah. Anya. How long have you been acting and modeling? Was this your first time for your first speaking role? Is this your first time having a line on?
Yeah, acting's relatively new for me. I have some screen and modeling experience and have done some like acting and TV training back in Australia. But yeah, in terms of acting in a feature film, this is one of my earlier experiences. And yeah, I've never been in a horror film before. So this was all very new and super exciting to step into this world.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and we made it easy for her too. She was the girl that had the least amount of makeup put on her that day. So she was lucky. We just ripped her foot off, basically.
And but I got to watch all my friends die.
Yeah.
Before, you were the last one.
I lost my
life. So you're the pretty one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we had I should say for that day, we had a lot of different pretty girls. We had like one of the girls who was runner-up for Miss Universe Canada.
How many died there?
We had four girls dying in one day. Yeah.
So
you got a Miss Universe, you had a model. Who else you had dying there, man?
We had two Taiwanese
CPR,
girls.
Man. I don't know. Do something, dude. Don't let them die.
Yeah. And yeah, Simon even showed up that day.
Yeah,
although
you were there, Simon?
He wasn't filming but he showed up to kind of meet everyone that was new.
What is it that you do there, Simon?
Hmm? What do I do?
Yeah.
Well, that day I didn't really do anything.
Well, no, during the film or whatever.
we got our stuff that we're going to be doing next.
Next week is when me and Simon and Andrew and Dawn, who was supposed to be here, but she ended up having to do her regular job. But yeah, we're heading to Harrison Hot Springs, and we're going to film in the Sasquatch Museum and Resort and show all those Sasquatchy statues here.
Oh, that is awesome.
And really promote Harrison Hot Springs, in a sense. So we're going to film there for 2 days in Harrison Hot Springs. And then this film will basically be finished and edit together quickly, and then literally on September 12th, it will play at Winnipeg Horror Convention, which is where I'll receive my Guinness Book of World Records for directing the most Bigfoot movies.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Anyways, we're going to go back to some more music. You just listened to Los Furios and How the Mighty Have Fallen. Espías, straight out of Argentina, collaborating with Sapo Banjo from Brazil. on a track titled Western Ska. Big shout out to my buddy Hernan, Tarzan Congo, Confresca. Un gran saludo a nuestros amigos de Tarzan Congo en Ciudad de México y a nuestro queridísimo amigo Rubén Pastor y Mora Maya. Up next here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Pincel Ska Punk con La Chencha Berrinches y Tu Mirada. Pancho, Pancho, stop chewing on me.
La Chencha Berrinches de Los Ángeles, California. ¡Rupo, po, po, po! Pincel, Mexico City. ¡Rupo, po, po!
You're listening to CJSF Radio 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Unceded Coast Salish Territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. And we are back in the studio with the crew of Elliot Scott of Splatter Films 69.
Thank you for having us. Now, one thing I'd really like to talk about is with a movie, you cannot make a movie if you do not have music. So music and film go hand in hand, side in side. Now, I've always been building relationships with, like, local bands and artists with original songs that, you know, they're like, oh, I don't get enough followers or this and that. And I was like, let me put your music, let me put your song in a movie. You'll have more people listening to your song, and then some people are going to, oh, who did that? And then I'll tag you, we'll repost things, they repost things. It works great for the music artist as well as it works great for me, because hand in hand, more people are getting more cross promotions. Now, one guy that I've worked with now three times, his name is actually Daniel Fringle, just like Fringle potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally almost spelled the same, like he told me, but yeah. And his band is called Dynamite Karate Ninja.
Dynamite Karate Ninja. That's quite a name. I like karate. I like ninja. I like
he
dynamite.
Told me
boom.
He was literally sitting at home and they couldn't think of a name for the band. And he wanted to think of the most ridiculous name he could ever come up with. And he's like, Dynamite Karate Ninjas is a really ridiculous name. But people are going to remember it because it's so crazily stupid. That's literally what he told me. And boom. I was like, okay. And me and him have worked together. We've written three songs, together, where I literally just had the chorus and then he put everything else together and all the music.
That's great.
Self-recorded, put everything together, and then he'd send me the track. We're working on a song actually for Sasqua, which is the new one. But he did the theme song for Skunk Ape, and that's how we first met each other, was for that song. And Simon played a character in that movie. Me and him were kind of like two kind of bros out trying to hunt down the skunk ape. And Andrew literally played the skunk ape, so Andrew stunk the whole movie, basically.
No way. No way.
Because the way we built that costume is the bugs and flies literally flew inside the mouth holes when he'd open up the costume. So Andrew said, the mosquitoes were, like, biting my face. And then he's like, I think I let one rip, and it all went right through the costume, and I smelt it right in my face, and I was like, I designed it that way. And it became this unknown fart joke that lasted the entire movie, literally.
We
really felt very sorry for Andrew, because Andrew's a great guy. He's been my monster a couple of times. And literally, Andrew gets to be the monster because, yeah, he's so tall. Like, tell him how tall you are and everything, Andrew.
6 feet, six.
So, yeah, Andrew is 6 foot six. So, if you have a little 4 foot two, like, Asian girl running away from, like, a 6 foot six monster, it looks better. It looks more menacing, you know?
Well, the last two times I had an encounter with him, I tried to put him in a chokehold, and I wasn't successful. So I learned my lesson this time. I think I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah. So I'm really happy to still be working with Daniel. And me and him, we actually developed a really good, like, relationship together also. The guy who kind of started and founded Dynamite Karate Ninjas. He lives in the U.S. now, far down south. But yeah, we communicate a lot on Facebook. You know, he's widowed just like me, although he has a daughter. So nice. We kind of connected a lot, like, with, like, our past being similar and stuff. So yeah, we really developed a great friendship. And if I can do something for 1 second, I'm just going to... He did a little quick voice thing.
Thank you.
And I told him, if I can put your little voice thing
on... What was the name of the other track besides Skunk Ape?
Mutant Yeti. And me and him did that one entirely together.
I think it's right.
Mutant Yeti. Let me see. Hold on. This is a different one. I think it's great that, I mean, you can just go on and meet the crew and have everybody involved. And, you know, I got to let you know why I have Elliot Scott here in studio again. Because if it wasn't for social media, I will not know what he is doing. I mean, other than the random message here and there, hey, how you doing? Are you okay? And he's checked on me. So he's one of the persons that has checked on me. And I see him promoting, and I see him on social media and here and there. And he's pushing not just his brand, but everybody that comes along with him. So I think that's a great thing. And that's what we are looking forward here in CJSF, to help everybody grow. And so that's one of the reasons that I like to have him here in the studio. And we were listening, and you're listening here on Behind the Scenes. Everybody that's part of what's happening in his universe, they have to promote it. They have to promote it because they're all part of it. You guys, as musicians, yes, you are you're just the musician. You're just the violin. You're just the trumpet. But you're still getting paid and being part of the name of the band. You're carrying the name of the band. So why not promote it? So anyways, did you find the audio?
Yeah, I found... This is literally a little thing that he did a spiel of. I'll crank my phone up.
And this is Dynamite Karate Ninja here doing
Daniel
a little...
Daniel
Fringle.
Most of my coworkers don't know that I make music for fun, so it's, you know, going to be a big surprise to them. So it's really, really funny to me. Hey, Elliot, I really need to thank you, man. Like, you putting me in the movies has been really awesome, and I mean not just for exposure, but for the validation of the creative outlet that I was involved with, and it breathed new life into the project and made it more real to me. And it's been really satisfying to hear someone say that they appreciated it and be thankful that I did something. And likewise, I hope I've been able to repay that to you in some small way. But thank you so much for all of this. I appreciate it.
Well, there you have it. It's Dynamite Karate Ninja. Would you like to listen to some Dynamite Karate Ninja?
Yeah, there? I think you should play this song because there's literally... Actually, there's four of us because David played the police chief in that movie, actually, who was finding all the dead bodies that Andrew was leaving laying around. So technically, there's like four people, and our Scarlett Young here was our director of photography for the movie.
Well, up next, here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Skunk Ape from Dynamite Ninja or Dynamite Karate Ninja with the Skunk Ape. Thank you for that, Elliot.
Dedicated to the Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape. Kind of like Bigfoot, but not that great. Skunk Ape. Living in the Southeast United States. Smaller in stature, but pungent in smell. Show yourself in public and come out of your shell. Florida man wants to hang out with you. Wants to see what kind of trouble that you both can get into. Skunk Ape. Go on a talk show and make it great. Swampy gorilla man. Make yourself a millionaire as fast as you can. If you're smaller in stature but pungent in smell. Show yourself in public and come out of your shell. Give us rights to your film. Florida man wants to hang out with you. Wants to see what kind of trouble that you both can get into. Funky, skunky, dirty ape. Who really cares how bad you smell? Let's go on down to the cave. Go start a party and go down well. Let's go to the beach and pick up some girls. Spring break starting all across the world. Gonna throw all our swipes at the pearls.
Well, there you have it, Skunk Ape. Dynamite Karate Ninjas. Did I get it right this time?
Yep, Dynamite Karate Ninjas.
Dynamite Karate Ninjas. So he wrote this track just for you.
Yeah. He literally... He's done three theme songs now for my different movies. He did the Mutant Yeti theme song. This one, he entirely wrote this one on his own. I didn't have anything to do with this song. So this was 100% him.
I like it.
Yeah, it's catchy, you know. And the movie's called Skunk Ape, which is literally Southeast Florida's version of Bigfoot. It's literally supposed to be a smaller creature than Bigfoot, but he's all black. He's not like brown, you know. So each area in the world, Bigfoot is kind of a little different.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So
color,
yeah,
and size, and
yeah. So everything's a little different. So that's what I'm sort of doing with each of my films. I'm sort of portraying the culture that goes with each Bigfoot. Like in China, he's basically like, you know, a blonde-haired, blue-eyed creature who kidnaps women and carries them off to his cave. Now, to a lot of us, we joked around and thought that was a metaphor to stay away from the white guy.
That's terrible.
We're like, well, okay, so we have to change that a little bit. Maybe we'll make him, like, actually, like, you know, kill the girls and kill everyone and then make it like there's a whole group of these, like, Yirens out in the forest. So we literally, yeah, we made it like there's a huge colony of Yirens in the forest, and they come out every second year to literally hunt, and then they hibernate the rest of the time. So we
sounds
sort of
like
changed
me.
It like that.
I might be a Jedi, but I need to get some more hair. A little. Anyways, let's go out with a little bit more music. We're just coming towards the end of the show. Up next, Potato, straight out of Spain with Jamaican Ska. Big shout out to my friend Aussie. We have some shout outs to give out, maybe perhaps this track. Keep listening to CJSF. We are live here with Elliot Scott and his crew for Splatter Films 69. This is Potato con Jamaica Ska. Oh, I'm going to have to change my mask again, because by the way, he brought me a present, so I'm going to do it while we play this. Here we go.
That sounds awesome.
Potato con Jamaican Sky, straight out of Spain. Big shout out to my friend Ozzy. And so you have some shows coming up. We have about 10 minutes to finish this show, Elliot, just under.
Okay. So well, that sounds great. That'll be enough time for me to spiel this off. I have to kind of almost read the list because we got a lot going on this year. We're very, very busy. So this year started off with us being part of Fascination Film Festival in Calgary, Alberta, where we had a booth and we also sold a bunch of like merchandise and physical media like DVDs and Blu-rays. And surprisingly enough, our first sale there was literally the Calgary Public Library bought copies of our films to have people borrow and watch in Calgary. So if you're in Calgary, you could literally watch one of my movies for free by just borrowing it from the public library in Calgary, which was really cool.
That is cool.
I appreciate the public library supporting independent Canadian artists
Totally. Love the library.
Yeah, and in June, we did the same thing at the Vancouver International Youth Film Festival. And very soon, Andrew was there with his brother. He dressed up like the skunk ape and the frog monster.
No way.
And we were on the red carpet, and everyone was taking pictures of us because, you know, that's cool stuff. People are like, oh, monsters on the red carpet. I want to take a picture. So it was all everything like that. And then coming up very soon, we'll be doing the Vancouver Taiwanese Film Festival, and it's the 20th anniversary for this film festival.
That is awesome.
Which is
21.
Really great. Yeah, 20 years. 20th anniversary.
This is going to be the 20th? Okay.
Yeah, this is the 20th, yeah. And that'll be this September in the Vancouver International Film Festival building. And that'll be September 4th. We'll be there. And then also on September 5th, they're having a big after party on a yacht. So they invited us to bring the monsters to come out onto the yacht and literally stroll the harbor.
That's going
to
be awesome.
Oh, that's going to be a lot of fun, actually. David's really looking forward to that one. And then September 12th, we will be going to Winnipeg Horror Convention, where we'll be receiving the Guinness Book of World Records for directing the most Bigfoot movies in the world.
Congratulations.
And I will get an award specifically under my name, Elliot Scott, but they'll also give a second award, which will be under Splatter Film 69, my film production company.
I'm very proud of you, and this is why I do radio, and this is why I do what I do, because you start planting the seed, and a year later you come back to your guests and you hear them doing great, and you feel I feel happy.
You fulfill all of us. We're happy to be back more than once. Like
you're
our cup that's like more than half full, you know.
And as I was saying in the previous show, we are all a part of everything.
Yeah, radio, TV, movies, everything's connected. You can't have a movie without a good soundtrack.
And also with people, right?
Yeah.
We all have different skills.
Multiculturalism and film diversity is what you need in the 21st century, and that's where we're at today.
We have to help each other out, and this is why I like to keep promoting his craft. And I'm pretty sure everybody else here, because as you heard, they have an over-year contract with him.
Yeah, so I have these contracts that I do with my actors now that no one else in Canada is doing. Now, these contracts are literally like you sign them, and then you'll get a web link or a QR code that'll be connected to the movie when the movie's finished. Then you promote that film, and you will make your own income off of that web link.
Excellent.
And that helps out me, the company, not just me, but everyone, because the more people are watching the movie, the more people, the more interest, the more eyes, the more ears listening to everything, like the sound, the music in those movies, everything.
You have to listen to smart people like the ones we have here in the studio. They have good output.
Yeah. And I almost forgot, we were invited to be a special guest at the Bubble Tea Festival and Swangard Stadium in Burnaby. We got up on stage 3 times. Simon was there. He had a blast. I think I embarrassed him a few times, but we still had some good times up on stage. and then that was August 1st. We were also selling physical media there and everything. And then we were been asked and invited to be a special guest at the Fraser Valley Retro Expo.
Awesome.
Which is in Chilliwack, BC at 45707 Princess Avenue, the Cadets Hall, I guess, in cool. Chilliwack. So they're having 2 events in that same large building, like the Cadets Hall. So in the morning from 8 until 3 o'clock, it's the Fraser Valley Retro Expo, which is where anyone that wants to buy VHS, DVD, Laserdisc, any type of old physical media is literally going to be sold there. So they're giving us a table right at the very beginning to be like, oh, this is physical media that's new. It's not retro sort of thing. So that was kind of...
That is very nice.
Yeah, that was really nice. They're giving us a double booth and everything. So it's going it's going to be great. And Saturday the 17th of October, the same day in the same building, same location, Chilliwack, 45707 Prince F. Avenue and Cadets Hall. I will be with the Sasquatch on the wrestling ring, where I'll be receiving an award that will be presented to me for making the most Sasquatch films in Canada from the MICC of Canada. And they will probably be in attendance, and it'll be like a Halloween-themed event. So we'll get to go out and have a blast, and it's part of Top Ranked Wrestling. So we've joined with Top Ranked Wrestling, and I'm going to get in the ring and fight Bigfoot and hopefully get smashed through a table.
You're gonna fight me,
Simon's going to be part of that. So remember, Splatter Film 69, the best in independent monster madness. And yeah, keep it real, keep everything practical, and we love you guys, and keep listening to... 90.1.
Anyways, we're out of air. We got to go get more air. Elliot Scott here. With Splatter Films 69. Honored to have you guys here. La Clave is going to be playing a show